Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in February at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on April 19th, held at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York through the EchoLink system. And Kathy, it appears there are three other stations that are in EchoLink behind me.
Excellent. Well, we are pausing to listen for those other stations.
KD2AIT repeater. Kathy, good evening to the net from Kilo Alpha 3. Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania. And at the time of transmitting, there are two others there that have keyed up to the net here. And we'll give it back to you, Miss Kathy. And we'll be listening from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, Bill, got you down. And waiting for the other stations.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta checking in by EchoLink. And the other station that was behind me is not there any longer. Not sure if he's having issues or not.
Okay, Matt, well, we'll give another pause for 15 seconds and then we'll go to the top. Okay, Kevin. Glad to hear you in this evening. How are things where you are?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and a good evening to the multitudes that are assembled here in this net tonight. Kathy, you sound great tonight. Sounds like you finally have shaken that cold that really had a good grip on you a few weeks back, so you sound a lot better tonight. So, yeah, right now we got 13 degrees on the outside under some very thin cloud cover here. And weather reports are indicating right now there's going to be a sharp cutoff in the precipitation. Unfortunately for the snowmobilers, we will not be seeing much of anything snow-wise up here. It appears right now in the Appalachians, some places could see 30 to 50 inches of snow. So that's going to be a big bomb for them. So it's going to be interesting to see how that happens. So. But my apologies to everyone. I disappeared for several nights this week, had some training to do, and got through, passed all my tests and everything, so I'm back on target here. And last night I was going to try to get in the net, but unfortunately I end up inspecting the back of my eyelids for a few hours, and then I woke up at midnight, so that didn't work out so well. All right, with that being said, I'll say 7-3. I'll hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for the wishes. Actually, I have whatever I had, cold, flu, or whatever, is gone into my one ear, so I'm not totally 100% back on track, but thank you. Alrighty, from Kevin, we go to Bill. Bill, great to hear you again this week. How are things with you?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB in the group. Miss Kathy, you have your foot on the accelerator all the way down. You sound wonderful tonight. Doing fine here, fine business here in Franklin Park Borough. 18 degrees and it's snowing. I wish it would snow somewhere else where people want it to snow. I surely don't want any of it. And this might be a historic snowfall for some areas. See, if you're living up, like Kevin James said, up in the Appalachians there, shovel wouldn't do you no good. You'll have to wait till it blows away. Mr. Kevin James, I was reminiscing here. We had, because you had explained to me previously about playing some records in a previous lifetime, I was playing Time is Tight by Booker T and the MGs, if you remember that one, and I was playing Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers on the Marshall Bluetooth amp. Sounds wonderful. And as soon as we convene here and the net goes down, I'll have the music back up loud again on a Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. Back to net control from KA3TFB, and we'll be listening.
Okay, Bill, well, you crank it up. That's what we do, too. So, very good. All right, this is KC2YXN. Next on our list is Matt. What is your temperature there? We've got 5 degrees.
This is KD2JWC. Good evening, everyone. I am currently showing 10 degrees, and calm, no winds, so positively no wind chill like there was this morning. This morning we had down to negative 10 wind chill with a minus 2 temperature. Been a pretty decent week. Glad it's finally Friday. Actually, Friday of just kind of paperwork, so catch up on the paperwork, and hopefully I'll be able to sit and enjoy the rest of the weekend. At least that's my plan. We'll see how that works out. But hopefully everyone's doing well, staying warm, and this is KD2JWC, back in net control.
Okay, Matt, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, we heard your radio scanners going in the back. We have those going, too. We're great entertainment. And we had 8 below this morning, so we were pretty chilly. Well, that's great. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KD2YT.
WA2U. Alrighty, we have Jeff and John to join us. Any other stations? Okay, Jeff, are you at camp or are you home this evening?
Oh, we're up here at camp. We came in this evening and tried to snowmobile in here, and you know, it's worked fine all week, and well, the kids are playing with it in the yard, and we got up here and we tried to drive it in here and it wouldn't even start. So we left it up on the road, and hopefully nobody steals it or anything, but there wasn't much I could do. I sent the kids on into camp, and I went up there to bring the sled in to camp and it wouldn't start. So I had to like stop and put everything back on the truck and just drive right into camp. So here we are, and tomorrow morning we're going to go back up to the road, and hopefully the sled will still be here and there won't be any problems. I think we have some good neighbors up here, so I don't foresee a problem. And it's cold up here right now. Let's see, it's 8.7 degrees outside, and we have it nice and warm in here. It took a while. We got up here tonight, it was 21 degrees, and it's 53 on the left side of the yurt, and it's 63 on the other side. So we're warming up, and hopefully we'll get off to bed here in a little bit, and tomorrow we got a big day. We got a lot of things planned. So KD2AIT, back to the control.
Alrighty, Jeff. Well, I hope you got that resolved. It's a terrible thing to worry about if you don't have good neighbors, but it's good that you do, so you don't have to be as concerned. And I hope you're not coming down with something. You sound a little, as we say, schmutzy. But I hope you're not coming down with what we had, because we had it for a long time. So, alrighty. Well, enjoy yourself at camp. Next up is WA2U.
WATU, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening this evening. Good night to be inside or around the wood stove, in your case there, Jeff, and hopefully get the sled squared away. That's the way it usually works, you know, but maybe it's nothing major. I don't know this. I suppose if you can't get it started, no, and at least that's one advantage, the sleds are big right now, so unless someone's really had their Cheerios, I don't think anyone's going to pick it up and put it in the back of a truck, so that's to your advantage. And they certainly can't drive it onto a trailer. Anyway, so I worked a little bit more on the baseboards today and kind of got practically the whole thing done. I've got an extra piece of wood, and I'm tempted to... There's another little place I can add some trim, but I have to take trim off, and I'm not sure. I went around the whole room, and it's looking good. Got all the corners mitered, and had to cut a special piece out for a wall socket. And so I got that done, and we got a lot of the gym equipment in the right position, so that's a good thing, and it's just a matter of assembling some of that. Not sure what we're going to do tomorrow, get ready for... tomorrow's evening's activities. Bill, yeah, we really enjoy our stereo. We bought a surround sound a few years ago, and we were in Clay, Syracuse, and we never hooked it up until we got up here, and it's quite a project. It's a 9.2 surround sound, and if you like lots of audio, that's about the only time we really crank it up. Kathy actually ends up putting on the, when I crank it up real loud, she puts on the headphones you use, like for the firing range, because it'll cut down the subwoofers are 3,000 watts RMS, so that gives you an idea. It's earth rattling. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon would make the roof vibrate outside. It's kind of incredible. It's breathtaking. But anyways, once in a while we crank it up a bit. So we'll probably do that tomorrow. I'm not sure what other projects. We're not don't have any plans for going into camp or anything, but amateur radio wise, I'm not sure if there's nothing special on the air. So, good night. I read an article in QST. I read an article glancing through, I think it was January, and it was kind of interesting how a lot of us got involved with amateur radio. They had an article, it was kind of thought provoking, and some of us get involved because of Elmers or relatives, people we know that were ham radio. Shortwave listening. That wasn't the case with me. I really got involved because I used to use CB back in the early 70s, and the people I communicated with, I couldn't communicate across town, especially when I went to Syracuse University grad school. So a course was offered in amateur radio, WA2SDY, and I got my novice ticket through them, but there's probably a lot of people listening to shortwave broadcasting, which has really changed since then, but it was kind of fun listening to stuff out of Holland or a Radio Deutsche Welle or the BBC or Radio Canada International, and, but now a lot of it's all changed, or Havana, Cuba, they're still on the air, but it's kind of an interesting article. Anyone ever has a chance to pick up QST, I always like to go through the product reviews, and there's kind of some really neat products. All right, I'll turn it back over to Kathy, Net Control, maybe some other people will join us. WATU, back to Net.
All right, this is KC2YXN. Thank you, John. Yeah, I enjoy the vintage radio section in QST. I think that's my favorite. So, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. And to KKL, good evening, Kathy. Good evening, Pauline. Good to hear your smiling voice along the wire. How are you?
Doing good. Just been busy all day and just keeping warm. We were at zero this morning, but I think we're going to go below tonight. We're down to 9 degrees already, but other than that, not much else going on, just kind of doing whatever we can do during the winter, you know how that is, and good to hear everybody, and to KKL, back to you, Kath.
Pauline, how are things on the Brothers and the Night Watch net?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine here in 2KKL.
Okay, Pauline, thanks a lot. We still have to get ourselves hooked up for that, but you're always a busy girl. I don't know how you do it. So, well, thanks for checking in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? And I have to clarify my flub in the preamble. The next monthly meeting will be in April 19th. So much for short-term memory. So I just had to reiterate that. Alrighty, before I close the net, I will give this evening's chuckle. So here we go. Two ladies were chatting, and one said to another, "Do you really believe your husband when he says he's going fishing all weekend? Maybe he's having an affair." The other lady says, "I know he's fishing because he never comes home with any fish." I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net, and I want to thank all those who checked in this evening. Kevin, Bill, Matt, Jeff, John, and Pauline. And we will turn the repeater back to regular amateur use. I want to thank those who were listeners as well. Everybody have a safe and hopefully warm and pleasant weekend. And we'll talk to you again next week. This is KC2YXN Clear.
All right, yeah, this is KD2FPM. I'm going to head out of this repeater really quick. I got a couple things I got to get done. Bill, I'll get with you hopefully tomorrow night if you're in the net here, and we'll have to catch up for a few minutes. And Matt, I left word with you to give me a shout after the net's done here, so I'm going to clear out of here. Until then, KD2FPM says 7-3, and I'll be clear of this repeater. Take care.
Yeah, Kevin James, Channel 2 is still off, so they stuff must be bogged down in the snow somewhere. WATU.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that's right, John. Yeah, and thank you for the heads up the other night. I appreciate that. It was really cool. I didn't realize you could hit the 8-5 from your location, so that was really neat that you were able to get in. And, again, I appreciate that very much. All right, KD2FBM clear.
Yeah, it does a good job up here. There's another one in Oswego, but I don't have to worry about getting into that. You need a PL, I think it's 123. So, yeah, I commented, yeah, two is still off. So when I talked to them earlier this week, they said, oh, we should have the part any day now. So it must be bogged down in the snow somewhere. All right, 7-3, Kevin James, have a good evening. And, oh, by the way, if I turn the antenna right, if I play around with it up here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir, I can actually pick up, I think it's 40 out of Utica. It's 40 or 41 or something in nature. All right, WATU clear.
KD2AIT repeater from KA3PFB will be logging off the EchoLink system. And good evening to Mr. Kevin James. I'll catch you later. And everyone, hope for snow. It's over here in western Pennsylvania. Nighty-night, KA3TFB clear.
This is KD2JWC. Thank you for the use of the repeater, guys, and allowing us to check in on EchoLink. I will be clearing, and I hope to catch you tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Oh, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic.
This is KC2QQR. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2QQR. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations. We will allow traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 East to both. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zandvoort.